Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at August 22, 2023. Please note that all links and emojis were removed from the content for a more fluent experience. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce an Austrian journalist, Christian Werschütz, at Werschütz. He's best known for supporting and spreading pro-Kremlin narratives on the Russo-Ukrainian war. As I've previously written, Austria is a hotspot for pro-Kremlin activities. This is often factored to strong Russo-Austrian economic ties, but there are other variables at play, too. One of those is the way how at ORF, Austria's biggest media company, has framed Russia's invasion of Ukraine since the Revolution of Dignity took place in 2014. For example, recently this state-funded public broadcaster became under scrutiny for showing fake news. Almost 70% of Austrians follow ORF's radio coverage, and their website boasts with over 120 million monthly visits. ORF's reporting might be one of the reasons why Austria's pro-Russia sentiment is on the rise, and right-wing, pro-Kremlin parties like FPÖ lead the polls. Werschütz started his media career back in the 80s, when he contributed to the Austrian far-right magazine Die Aula. Later he was the editor of Neue Freie Zeitung, the official publication of FPÖ. Werschütz was also member of FPÖ until 2002. He worked as a part-time correspondent in Kyiv, and his controversial take started already in 2014, when he published a book called Brennpunkt Ukraine. In it, he claimed that there was, of course, an organization that someone financed the Revolution of Dignity. This same claim, without a shred of evidence, has come from filmmakers like Igor Lopatonik, whose propaganda piece Ukraine on Fire provided us a very one-sided image of what happened in Ukraine in 2014. On February 20, 2014, he blamed the violence in Kyiv to the extreme opposition, saying that they've sent snipers on the scene. He somehow forgot to mention the Berkut snipers, the paid Tichishki thugs and the constant meddling of pro-Russian actors in his balanced report. Later, in 2022, he doubled down on his claims, insisting on the correctness of his reporting and self-praising his ability to draw a far more differentiated picture than was offered by the usual maiden reporting, that he called a one-sided good-slash-evil scheme. After Russia illegally annexed Crimea and parts of the Donbas, Werschütz called the latter pro-Russian rebel republics. As we now know from the Surkov and Glazeyev leaks, these sentiments were largely fabricated by the Kremlin propagandists and businessmen. In February 2015, he stated in an interview that it is clear Putin is no longer interested in aggravating the conflict because it involves extremely high costs. Before this interview, he was awarded with Austria's coveted Journalist of the Year for his balanced journalism. In DEC 2018, the Ukrainian authorities refused to renew his authorization to work in the frontline area in Donbas. At the same time, he claimed to be in danger and threatened by Ukraine's militant, ultranationalist groups. He also demanded a diplomatic intervention. Then Foreign Minister Karen Kneisel, the same Kneisel with Vatnik Soup fame, intervened publicly on Werschütz's behalf. She has since moved to Russia, calling it her world and better place for holiday than Seychelles or Maldives. To each their own, I guess. Eventually, due to Kneisel's and the Austrian government's pressure, Werschütz's authorization to work in the Donbas front lines was returned. Russian propaganda machinery couldn't miss this opportunity and quickly produced some articles defaming Ukrainian authorities. In March 2019, despite the Austrian government and Kneisel lobbying hard on his behalf, Christian faced a ban on entering Ukraine, which he protested in a Kyiv court. His lawyer, Marina Peronova, allegedly has connections to Yanukovych's old administration. Werschütz has also written for Austria's biggest tabloid called Krunen Zeitung, in which he has warned about escalation and criticized the weapons deliveries to Ukraine. At Werschütz, do you agree that this diplomacy should include Russia leaving Ukraine, including Crimea? In regard to Bucha, he questioned whether all the corpses lying around there have really been victims of Russian war crimes. He continued that the pictures from Bucha are terrible, but the hypocrisy of the West and its failed policies of the past 30 years are terrible. Some weeks later, he did not yet want to speak of a massacre, because of they, in his opinion, were used for influencing public opinion. Later, when the overwhelming evidence of Russian atrocities came to light, he asked that who is still talking about Bucha today. Ukrainian ambassador to Austria, Vasil Kaimenets, was later outraged by Werschütz's comments on Izium mass graves. He said that Russian war crimes could not be verified and added that we should not forget about the media and information war. Allegedly, Mr. Werschütz has hired a group of high-profile lawyers who are known to sue everyone in Austria he deems even a slight threat to his reputation as an objective reporter. I'm not sure if spreading Kremlin propaganda helps his image as an objective journalist. All soups. Support my work.